the Encounters Moments on Faith FM, and we're coming to you from Tasmania, right across Australia. Each weekday at 9 a.m, you can hear what the Bible says about past, current and future events. You can learn how to study the Bible more effectively. You can get to know who God is, why we're here and where we're going. And you can experience personal encounters with Jesus. I'm your host, Jason Cook. And this week we've had David Leo sharing his thoughts on Jesus in the holy place. But today we have Tamika Spalding joining us from South Australia. Welcome, Tamika.
Hi. Yes, I'm in South Australia in the studio here. It's quite nice to be here.
It's good. It's great to have a place that you can go, and it is our Faith FM studio over there. So it's great to connect up and have you on our program today. So just want to remind our listeners that we do have a book offer. This will be the last day to claim this book offer that we've been offering this week. So if you don't have the number written down, it's a free book offer. You can put this number in your phone right now. Write it down, 0488 880 891. We've also would love to hear from you. You can text us in, tell us what you're enjoying about our programs, or even just ask us a question or anything you'd like to say. So do text us in, 0488 880 891. So, Tamika, thank you for coming in and doing this debrief with us on the topic of Jesus in the holy place. So, love to hear your thoughts on what we've been talking about this week.
Well, I love to make, the Bible come to life in our everyday lives. To, how is it relevant for us today? And so, yeah, we have been concentrating this week on the holy place and the different parts of that. And I thought we might start with a Bible verse that's found in James 1:22-25, that talks about us being not just hearers but doers of the word. And I liked this because I think that in the context of the sanctuary gave us a really good foundation of how we can, in a very practical way, have a personal relationship with God for today. And so I thought, yeah, this verse is a good verse that we can kind of jump into to bring life to the sanctuary for how we can live it out.
So I'll read this from the New King James Version, and this is James chapter 1, verse 22-25. "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of a man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does."
Yeah, I love that because, sometimes we can read the Bible and not take it in, and we can have some great thoughts about God and not really have it penetrate further than an idea or a concept. And I think what I love about the sanctuary is the whole point of the sanctuary was that God was saying to the Israelites, "I want to be with you, among you. I'm not just a distant, impersonal God. I want to be with you and journey with you." And he invites us to not only hear about him or hear from him, but be active and expectant and go out and do. And so, with a bit of a summary, we start with the showbread. As you enter the holy place, it's on the right side. And the point of that was for us to read the scriptures. And of course, we know Jesus is the word.
And he says, "I am the bread. I am the bread of life."
He is the bread of life. And it reminded me a little bit actually of a story, Jason. Have you ever had those Italian sugared almonds?
I have, yes. I do remember those.
Yeah, because when I was younger, my nan, she lived next door to this beautiful Italian couple, and the Italian couple would often give my nan these sugared almond lollies, confectionery, and she would also, you know, talk to us about, you know, they were special and they were for a celebration. Often Italians have them at weddings or celebrations. And so she would give them to my sister and I. And because I thought they were so pretty, I wouldn't eat them because I just wanted to keep them and look at them. Whereas my sister, she would look at them, think they were beautiful, and then eat them. And I was just thinking about the showbread in the context of, you know, feasting on something, not just looking at it. And, you know, I know with Jesus, he doesn't want us to just look at him and see he is good. He wants us to hunger for him and taste him and take him into us. And it just challenged me.
There's a verse on that. Psalm 34, verse 8 says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." So, yeah. It's more than just a superficial outward thing, isn't it? And there's so much in the Bible that talks about, you know, even Jesus confronted the religious leaders of the time because they looked good, but they hadn't understood, they hadn't tasted Jesus.
So I thought about that story only because recently a friend of mine gave me some sugared almonds and said, make sure you eat them. And so I did. And I think, yeah, that's right. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And if anyone has some of those Italian sugared lollies, you should eat them, not just appreciate what they look like. Then we talked about the light stand with the seven branches. So, you know, as you're walking into the sanctuary that's placed on the left side. And it was the place of light. It gave light to the whole area. And, you know, we know this to be, an important part for representing God is light, and also for us to be reflective and be a light too. Have you got any experiences where, Jason, that you've been able to see that you've been able to reflect Jesus?
Well, I think there's two aspects to this light, and there's that another verse in Psalms that says, "Thy word is a light unto thy path." And so, you know, again, Jesus being the word is also the light. And so as we study that word, we get to know things that we didn't know before. We get to understand more about God. We get to understand more about ourselves. And I think sometimes, you know, that old saying that, or the cartoons where the light bulb, you know, is up in the corner where all of a sudden you understand something you've been struggling for a long time. And I think that light is symbolic of that. But I think also that the light is there for us to lead us to the path, you know, lead us along the path towards God, to be able to discern good from evil. And you know, where there's light, there's no darkness. And of course, if you're trying to find something, you turn the light on, you can see it. And of course, bad things can be exposed by the light as well. So, yeah, that's my experience of the light.
I like that. You know, it reminds me when I was in high school, I was having Bible studies with a pastor, and I had a lot of, you know, I was trying to understand who God was in my life, and I'd go to high school and talk to some of my friends at lunchtime, and they weren't very interested, it would appear, in God at the time, but I asked my questions anyway, and they were respectful. We were all really good friends, so we'd have a discussion. And I realized just recently while I'm in Adelaide, I've caught back up with some of those friends. And it was amazing to me to see that I was just seeing glimmers of light of who God was then, had questions, would come to school, ask questions because I didn't understand. And in hindsight, talking to my friends just recently, I was being a light because I was asking questions that they were thinking about, And at the time, you know, they weren't, it would appear, not so interested.
Mm.
But now we're all adults. They haven't forgotten those conversations. And we had this time of, you know, reminiscing and got to talk about all those topics again because they're older and have had experiences and have questions of their own. And so, you know, we might be blind to the light that we are offering to others, but we are. We can be a light and be active and intentional to be a light also, be very, you know, intentional.
Now, there's the last part of the sanctuary in the holy place, which was the altar of incense. And that one, I think, is a little more, what's the word? I guess a little less concrete in terms of how we relate to it. But have you got some thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, it's all about the fragrance. I mean, the incense was burning this fragrance that you could smell. And as Dave Leo put it, that the sanctuary was, the holy place was all about our senses, and smell is one of those senses. And smell does bring memory. You know, every time the Israelites, you know, smelt manna, they knew what that represented. Or, you know, for us, there's certain smells that bring memories. I have I had a very close friend when I was growing up. Her name was Nana Jean, and she had this smell in her home of roses. And only the other day, there was a lady who gave me some perfume, and it smelt the same, and it brought these memories of my Nana Jean. Mm. And so I think fragrance is so important to be able to bring, bring memories, and in the place of the sanctuary and how it can relate to now, yeah, it's important.
In 2 Corinthians, I think we read this earlier in the week, in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 15, it says, our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God, but this fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and by those who are perishing. So I guess it's like the light. Our lives are meant to reflect Christ as well, as a pleasant, good fragrance.
That's right.
We're out of time. I don't know if there's anything else. I think also the altar of incense can be representing Christ's intercession on our behalf as well. So he intercedes every day for us. So, we are out of time. Do you have any last thoughts?
I think for us to just know that we can have a personal relationship with God, we can read the Bible, we can see his light, we can reflect his light with others, and we can be a fragrance to others, to bring a pleasant smell to others, to just bring them closer to a personal relationship that they can have too.
Mm. And remembering that first passage,
be doers. Not just hearers.
Exactly, be doers. We need to actually be like Christ, absorb what he has to share for us, nourish ourselves daily on the food and the living water that he offers. So, beautiful. We're going to have the last chance to claim your book offer in just a moment.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
So our book offer this week, last day to claim it, is called It's All About Him. And this is by Lee Vendon. After Jesus, everything else is hardly worth talking about. This book will move you beyond religious theory into a deeper walk with God. Lee Vendon explains in simple terms how to make friends with Jesus. Using a blend of stories, parables and plain teaching, he explains how to surrender your will, how to be converted daily, and how to experience Christ's transforming power. Jesus will meet your every need and fulfill your deepest heart longings. It's not what you it's not what you do that counts or what you know, it's whom you know. So that's our book offer today. The last chance to claim that, TEM08. Text it into 0488 880891. Thank you for joining us today, Tamika. We will have you back on again very soon, I'm sure. So as we go out, enjoy the rest of your day wherever you are. And this is a great song by Mercy Me, Word of God Speak. I pray that we allow God's word to speak to us in our lives to change us today. May you encounter Jesus more today.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet hear your voice. Word of God, pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.